The singing of psalms has been a source of great blessing and has enriched the hearts of many of God's people as they have made their journey through this veil of tears. In Psalm 119, verse 54, the psalmist said, "Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. They have brought comfort in distress and joy in sorrow, and in every situation they have proved to be of great benefit. To me personally, they are such a blessing to me in my life." Cotton Mather said of the singing of psalms, "It is a holy, delightful and profitable ordinance in the church or household." Now we are exalted in scripture to sing the psalms. The psalmist said in Psalm 105 verse 2, "Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him." Over in the New Testament we read in Ephesians 5 verse 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." From our hearts we're to sing forth praise unto the Lord. Dear friends, he is waiting to hear us singing these wonderful psalms which he has given. In the Song of Solomon we read, "O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely." Song of Solomon 2, verse 14. Many sadly today have put to one side the Psalter. But it must be asked why, for the Lord himself delights to hear the singing of psalms. And not only does he take great delight in listening to them, but he delights to sing alongside his people as they offer praise. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12 we read, "Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee." Praise is offered to him as he is God. But also we see there in Hebrews, he leads the singing in the public worship of God. And as we think of Christ, the Psalms set him forth in a most wonderful and excellent way. He said himself to his disciples after his resurrection in Luke 24 and verse 44, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Without doubt, the Psalms speak of Jesus. But then there is more, and this is so precious and warms the heart. Not only do they speak of Christ, but in them we hear his voice. For example, in Psalm 40 and verse 7, we read, "Then said I, though I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me." The apostle made it abundantly plain that these were the words of Christ. In Hebrews 10 and verse 5 we read, "Wherefore when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." And then in verse 7, "Then said I, though I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God." Spurgeon wrote, "O blessed, then said I, Lord, ever give us to hear and feed on such living words as these, so peculiar and personally thine own." The Lord is speaking. The voice of the beloved is heard in the song. Oh, with wonder and with great delight, I listen often to my Saviour as I sing the Psalms. I commend to you this wonderful hymn book inspired by the Lord himself. There is a depth and beauty in the Psalms themselves, but then further, there is a beauty in the singing of them.